This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, August 11, written by David Zanstra. God's Word is for rebuking. From 2 Timothy 3. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for rebuking, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Rebuking refers to confronting error and pointing out sin. It conveys a sense of convicting someone in a courtroom. In Galatians, the Apostle Paul sternly rebukes the Christians in Galatia for what they were thinking and doing. He had brought them the gospel, good news of God's free grace, and they had believed that Christ saved them. But after Paul left, they listened to other teachers who said that trusting in Jesus was not enough. They told the Galatians they should also practice all the rules and rituals of the law of Moses, including circumcision. In other words, the Galatians needed faith and these rules and rituals to have a right relationship with God. No, said Paul. He argued by referring to examples in Scripture from Abraham and Sarah's life. He said that going back to living by rules would put them under a burden that brought condemnation, because they could never obey the law perfectly. It would also prevent them from living in the freedom of the Spirit of God. Why is this rebuke important? Because today, we too can fall into thinking that rules and good works, such as praying, attending church, doing devotions, giving offerings, and helping others, are needed in addition to faith in Christ. But salvation is only by grace through faith. Do you believe this? May our cry come before you, Lord. Deliver us according to your promise. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.